Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to this, because this is why they will do it again, and who is they? The bad guys that are tolerated in America. If you want to go back and learn a little history, let me go ahead and bring up none other than the Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele. However you say it, that's how it's said. Okay, that's a fact. You've heard it said and pronounced different ways all over throughout documentation and narrators, so on and so forth. And he said, the more that we do to you during the time of Adolf Hitler, during the time of judgment, he said, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Let me say it again. The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Let me just go back to the 90s or late 80s. You guys all remember Randy Weaver. And remember how he was being set up by the FBI because they wanted him to run guns because they wanted to shut down an Aryan group out in Idaho. And he wouldn't go along with it. He's a former veteran from Vietnam, so on and so forth. So what the FBI decided to do is they decided to terrorize Randy Weaver and his family back in the late 80s under George H. Walker Bush. They called him the evil poppy, the most evil man alive during that particular time. And if you understand who his daddy was, Prescott Bush, going all the way back to the Third Reich, it would come to you as no problem believing that one. Let's put it that way, to say the least. But interestingly enough, the FBI thought it would be cute to shoot their little 14-year-old boy dead, Samuel. They shot the dog dead as well. After Samuel was dead, shot and killed by the FBI, it was interesting that the FBI, they mocked the family talking about their dead kid and their dead dog. Well, the next day, it was interesting that Randy Weaver's wife, she sticks her head outside of the door because she wants to talk to the FBI, and one of their snipers shoots her head off while holding a baby. This is the FBI. These are the guys that you believe, well, you've been taught to believe by the mainstream media, are the good guys, when in fact we know that in so many different cases, the opposite is true. Not in every given case. They operate compartmentalized. Understand that part. Now, with that said, friends, that wasn't good enough. And then what they did at length, they tried to shoot Randy Weaver and his friend and his daughter. And interestingly enough, Randy Weaver's friend shot back and actually killed one of the marshals. What most people don't know is Randy Weaver actually was exonerated and was his friend because they were defending themselves against an agency, an unconstitutional agency, that zeroed in on him and his family because they wouldn't go along in working as an informant for the FBI. They sued the government for $3.1 million. Most people don't know that. No, me sharing this information to you right now, to most people, namely the useful idiots in the mainstream media, that is, you know, a conspiracy theory. No theory here, friends, just a conspiracy that was blown open as a conspiracy, and they were sued rightly for it. Also keep in mind, we do shows on this particular topic, how the media has a long history of covering for those conspirators, but it's interesting, the way that they cover for conspiracy conspirators is by calling anybody that calls into question the activity of the conspirators as, well, a theory. No theory here, friends, just conspiracy. We do a whole show on this where we crack open 33 different cases that have been sold to you by the mainstream media as conspiracy theories, which in fact turned out to be, guess what, friends? Conspiracies. Okay? It's funny. Nobody believes the media. They'll go right along with the media when it comes to topics in which we're going to talk about today. One of the things that we were talking about yesterday is the things that took place during Columbine, the Columbine shooting, where we were told that two shooters walked into the school and blew it all up and killed 13 individuals, one teacher and 12 students. Well, what we weren't told was that there was over 101 eyewitnesses that seen otherwise as to what was reported to the mainstream media. Folks, there's a long history of this. And if we don't wake up to the fact that they are, in fact, covering for conspirators, what's going to happen is they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Just like Mengele said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Now, what I want to do today is I want to do my best to stick to just that topic because there's so much to cover. What I'm going to do is I'm going to first go over to that of Columbine. And then what I'm going to do after that, I'm going to go over to Parkland High School, and I'm going to bring about eyewitnesses that were actually with Nicholas Cruz during the shooting. And I'm also going to bring up some videos, friends. By the way, many were expunged by the illegalities of the big tech companies that are working for the conspirators. In fact, just like they are today during the pandemic, as you can well see. And I'm talking about Facebook, and I'm talking about Twitter, and I'm talking about Google, and I'm talking about the mainstream media. But what I'm going to do, going back to Parkland school shooting, I'm also going to go over to a teacher that's seen otherwise, just like the students that's seen otherwise, concerning the fact that Nicholas Cruz was not the one that was pulling the trigger. What's going on here, friends? You're going to have to make up your own minds. And in the process of doing just that, friends, what I want to do is I want to have you weigh in concerning what your information may be. Now, I don't want to get way out there. I want to stick to facts, and that's what I'm going to do. That's what we always do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But America, if we don't pay attention to what's going on right now, they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again. And guess what, friends? They are. They're doing it again, and they're doing it again, and they're doing it again. And they continuously do it, friends, over and over and over and over again. I can stop right there and just say, did you just listen to the news just a moment ago through the propagandists? And what was it that they were talking about? How another key leader in Al-Qaeda was killed. It's interesting how many of those leaders of Al-Qaeda have been killed. It's also interesting to take note, friends, many times over and over they use the same names of those that have been killed in the past. And the reason they do it is because the American people don't know the difference because they're not paying attention to the details. Remember, the devil is always found in the details, and in a righteous sense, excellence is always found in the details. So let's use both of them to work out righteousness here and get your discerners on. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe, social media platforms. And beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm looking forward to this show. I really am. What we're doing is talking about this is why they will do it again, and you can rest assured they will do it again because they're doing it again. And yesterday we talked about what was going on in Columbine, and what I'm going to do is bring in parallel as to what's going on concerning this Parkland shooting. And I'm going to bring it to eyewitnesses. I'm not going to give you my opinion at any time. I'm going to give you the eyewitnesses. I'm going to let them tell you for themselves on both sides, Columbine and that of the Parkland shooting. I also wanted to let you know that at the end of the Parkland shooting, for those that didn't pay attention to Donald Trump, and they were just taking him for face value, do keep in mind that 55 gun, as they call legislation laws, were put into place through 26 governors throughout the United States of America shortly thereafter Parkland, and a majority of them were the good guys, you know, the Republicans, unconstitutional friends, just reminding the new listeners. But again, keep in mind, that's what Mr. Pro Second Amendment was doing behind your backs, and most people weren't paying attention to it. And you know what, friends? Just like I said to a guy that was from the NRA in Michigan, a super cool guy named Rob out there, and he was talking about all the laws that were being created against the Second Amendment. I just looked at him and I said they can write as many as they want to, and it's interesting that they all sit in a circle with armed security detail trying to create legislation to disarm the American people that they work for. How does that work? That's unconstitutional, doesn't jive with the Declaration of Independence. And the bottom line is I'm not disarming regardless of what they create. And when the American people come to resolve concerning what I just said, they're going to be continuously running down an empty lane because the people are not going to go along with it. Folks, they work for us. We do not work for them. And the bottom line is stand up and say no and mean no. I want to show you one more thing here before we get onto this topic. I want you to look at this sonsoflibertymedia.com page. And while I show you the page, what I want you to see is what happened yesterday when I actually broadcasted this. Now, keep in mind, we're on 154 radio affiliates across the country. We're also ranked number one and number two out of 65 different show hosts on GCN. Go ahead and check it out for yourself. And what we noticed yesterday is after the show, we went up this morning and we noticed that yesterday's show, eyewitnesses and mainstream media's account contradict every step of the way. On Rumble, our Rumble page, there was only 8,331 views. So what we're noticing, friends, is censorship on this topic, and we've noticed it before on topics that we know that corruption does not want to be exposed for, that we are taking the time to expose because it's our job to do that. Luke 12:2, Ephesians 5:11. But what I want you to see is my show, the last one that I did before that. What was it? Well, I had 55,000 people on there. What was the show before that? 42,000. Interesting. The show before that, 65,000 people. Why the censorship? The show before that, 46,000 people. The show before that, almost 50,000 people. What's going on? The show before that, 54,000. But for some reason or another, we begin to go back and show you what happened during Columbine. And we put into parallel what's going on with Nicholas Cruz, their little patsy that they're using, friends. What happened? Well, we've seen censorship in a major way. Isn't that crazy? Oh, Bradley, that's just not happening. Oh, my goodness, friends, I'm on Facebook social media platforms right now again, and I've reiterated this time and time again, but we're taking pictures of all this, and we're sending these over to our attorneys, in fact. And what's interesting to note is we have about 180 people on right now out of there. That's how many people they're allotting. We have 764,955 people. So let me reiterate the point as to what George Washington rightly said. If they ever take away freedom of speech, you're going to be lambs and sheep led to the slaughter. You better understand, folks, if they're censoring me, that means they're censoring you, and they don't want you to have this information. Okay? And again, we're not asking these devils for permission to obey God, but what I'm trying to highlight here is the fact that they're breaking the law, and you are the law, and you must deal with them accordingly, friends. Each and every one of these corporations, these fascists, because that's exactly what they are. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait till the last minute. Got you for 2 hours today. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, so let's do a little homework here. It's important that we do, okay? So we're talking right now about how the mainstream media covered up over 100 eye and ear witnesses that went unheard. They concealed that information. They censored that information from the American people. Why? Because it didn't fit their narrative. And the sad part about it is the American people let it go for some reason or another, okay? Now, I want you to understand that throughout the next couple minutes when I'm highlighting this information, we have file numbers from the police and the media on every eyewitness account that I'm going to give you, okay? So when you look on here, if you're on social media platforms, you see 1261 or 653. These are on file, okay? These were verified. They're all confirmed. There's no speculation as to what we're going to be talking about here in the next couple minutes. Again, this was just information that was concealed from the American people, and they got away with it. Folks, if they got away with it back then, do you think that they're not going to do it again? Yes, that's why we're talking about the comparison between that of Columbine and that of what we see today with Nicholas Cruz and this shooting that took place at Parkland in Florida just some time back. Okay, so let's get to it. On 4/19/2001, the cops, believed that they really had 6 to 8 armed individuals inside of the school. Who did that come from? That came from none other than CBSNews.com. Quote, unquote. Okay? Again, this is not speculation in any sense of the word. Proverbs 18:17 tells us any story sounds true until someone tells the other side and sets the record straight. So let's hold to the word of God and just do that. So what do we have? Well, we got a picture, the famous picture of, and again, notice that Eric or Dylan Klebold, the famous picture they put on Time magazine, was him up holding the gun with his left hand, and then we had Eric looking the other direction as bombs were going off inside of the school cafeteria. This happening on April 22nd, 1999, which happened to be Adolf Hitler's birthday. Okay? Also, let's do this. Let's just do our best to forget the fact that the sheriff was involved in sodomizing both these boys. There's a lot of information behind closed doors concerning what took place and how these two boys were being violated by the sheriff of that county. After the massacre took place, judges in that county also were concealing information concerning the antidepressants, the dangerous psychotropic drugs that they were on. That was all concealed, okay? But what we have concerning the information that blows the cover, I think this will do the job. This will do the job. And I want to highlight one more point with Dylan here with his gun. Notice how they went after the guns instantaneously after Columbine. Not what it is that the kids were educated or how they were brought up. No, how they were indoctrinated, how they were taught to kill, how they were taught to do the things that they did. And the Supreme Court sat back and said that was freedom of speech. Folks, you can't make up what's going on in this country. And the fact of the matter is, folks, it had nothing to do with Dylan and Eric shooting up that school concerning the guns. As a matter of fact, I take the stance here, friends, that for all the gun-free zones in the United States of America and the people that were killed, we need to hold the corrupt politicians accountable for just that. It's interesting how the president's got armed detail, how Congress has armed detail, senators have armed detail, judges have armed detail, and it goes all the way down to the banks, the list goes on. But our kids are made of prey, and so are our guys, our military. And now they're trying to do the same thing to the American people. Just saying, put that up against 1 Samuel 13:22. Also put that up against, friends, none other than Luke 21:22. So there's a lot of information I'm going to give you. And, folks, again, I just want to tee it up properly so we can understand what's going on here. I have videos right now that I'm going to play for you. I got a hard break coming up in just probably 10 to 15 to 20 seconds. And I'm going to let these kids tell you exactly what they've seen, because they all three of them, and I suspect they were on one side of the building. And then I'm going to bring you inside of the school with other ear and eyewitnesses so they can tell you exactly what they've seen. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's not at all what the mainstream media sold to the American people in any sense of the word. Keep in mind, the police thought that there was 6 to 8 shooters in that school. And what I'm about ready to show you is these videos, audio, so you can watch for yourself and hear for yourself if you're driving. And I also want to let you know that it went from 2 shooters to 3 shooters to 5 shooters to 6 shooters, eyewitnesses, ear witnesses, and then it went all the way up to 10 shooters. And I'm going to give you the file numbers that the police have and that the media have. So if anybody wants to call into question the context or content and in context as to what I'm going to highlight in just a minute here, I'll tell you what, folks, they're the ones trying to cover up what I'm about ready to share with you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Republicans in the House Committee on Natural Resources held a forum Friday to discuss how President Biden's exit from Afghanistan left massive untapped reserves of rare earth metals, lithium, and other vital minerals in Taliban hands, potentially opening them up to exploitation by China. Influential conservative commentator Candace Owens called on the U.S. to intervene in Australia's tyrannical treatment of its citizens this week, less than a month after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis compared Australia to China.
When do we invade Australia and free and oppress people who are suffering under a totalitarian regime? When do we spend trillions of dollars to spread democracy in Australia?
She noted that the U.S. spent 20 years and trillions of dollars on a war in Afghanistan to purportedly spread democracy in a tyrannical land. This is USA Radio News. Gas prices are the highest they've been in 7 years, and they're going to keep on climbing through the winter. Across the entire United States, the current average price for a gallon of gas is $3.37. The last time it averaged $3.37 a gallon was September 17, 2014, according to records kept by AAA. The number of Americans left behind in Afghanistan appears to be much higher than we were led to believe. Here's Mike Fortier.
The White House never gave an exact number of Americans left behind in Afghanistan once the Taliban took over, but they used phrases like a handful or about 100. Congressional sources, though, tell the Washington Free Beacon this week the number is closer to 400, and at one point was about 600. California Republican Congressman Darrell Issa tells the Free Beacon this shows the Biden-Harris administration repeatedly lied to the world about the citizens of our country it abandoned in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, among Afghans who were airlifted to the U.S., about 12,000 of them, or 20%, arrived without any paperwork or identification.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And you want to contend with the information? Man, the lines are open for you, man. If you want to challenge this information, I am all ears, and so is every... Hey, listen, people have been waiting for 17 years for you to call me out for the hypocrite that I am. And I got to tell you, the reason I'm addressing this is because the time that people take to send me messages is just... It's second to none. No, call in! I mean, if you're right about what this information brings, then you know what? And it stands in contrast to the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses. Man, set me straight. Contend. Regardless, right? If you want to add to, you can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to this one. This is the first eyewitness at Columbine. Many of these videos we had to download. Many of them have been expunged, censored, pulled down, so you wouldn't know the difference. And the reason I'm going back to Columbine is because you were lied about Columbine. There was over 101 eye and ear witnesses that told us something different than the mainstream media sold the American people. No wonder why they don't have any credibility, right? But here, let's get back over to this kid. This kid right here, Columbine eyewitness reports that there was 3 shooters in that school. That's where it starts anyways.
This is here Channel 4 Live. Can you tell us your name, please?
Chris Wisher.
Chris, where were you?
I was in back of the school behind the cafeteria when we heard what sounded like fireworks. So we went back. We started running. We came back. We just figured it was fireworks. We looked up. We saw 2 kids in trench coats with guns and another kid just standing there on the side of the school in white. He We saw them. One of them turned at us, started shooting.
Toward you?
Yeah, towards us. We were probably 100 yards away. We fell to the ground, and then the bullets stopped. I don't know what he was doing. He might have been reloading or something. So we got back up. We looked over. We saw the kid in the white throwing the bombs on top of the school. He's some kind of grenade or something. I don't
know. So there was a kid in white that was throwing bombs on top of the school. Okay, this is where it begins, friends. Just hold on. It gets a lot higher concerning the eye and ear witnesses and even the police. Because it doesn't stop at 2, doesn't stop at 3, it goes all the way to 10, okay? And some of this information is so telling as to what in fact took place during that time. And keep in mind, the end aim was the mainstream media went immediately after what? The gun. The gun. Okay? They want to disarm America at all costs. And it's exactly what they're trying to do with the whole Parkland shooting fiasco, friends. And I'm going to show you some of the eyewitness videos from them, as well as some of the students that were talking to Nicholas Cruz when the shooting was going off in other buildings. Keep in mind, many of these videos, friends, they were all expunged. Let me get to the second eyewitness here. What does he say? This is a Columbine eyewitness as well. And again, I suspect that what's going on here, friends, is they were all three of these guys. There was actually four. There was another video that was pulled down that I had. But interestingly enough, I suspect that they were all on the same side of the building. Let's get to this young guy.
Just if I could identify any of the gunmen.
Because tell me, you actually saw the gunmen and they were firing at you and your group?
Yeah.
Describe that scene.
Well, me and my friend Chris were just out during lunch by the student parking lot, and we heard what sounded like firecrackers, and so we looked over and we saw some guys with guns creeping around a corner, and we thought it was like a senior prank or something, so we just kept watching to see what they were going to do. And we saw them shoot three kids, and so we like started going back on the soccer field, and he looked at us, and then he started shooting at us, and so we like fell to the ground, and then we got back up after he stopped shooting, and we saw a guy in a white t-shirt
throw
some bombs or something on the top of the school.
Okay, so he's saying the same thing as the other kid, a white kid with a white t-shirt on throwing bombs on top of the building. Anybody ever hear about that through the mainstream media? Didn't think so. Someone on social media platforms right now is talking about the eyewitnesses from JFK's assassination. You ready for this one, friends? I just want to address it really quick just to show you how you've been lied to. 81% of the American people believe that Lee Harvey Oswald had nothing to do with the assassination. 81%. Is that what the media told you? Nope, just the exact opposite. And that's how you know who Lee Harvey Oswald is. Friends, don't forget that. 81% of the American people don't believe the narrative that was said. And by the way, if Lee Harvey Oswald did shoot John F. Kennedy, I'm just kind of curious, friends. Why is it that it's been sealed since 1963, November 22nd, and they're not going to open it until 2025? I mean, does anybody want to put on their thinking cap? Oh, Bradley, national security. Oh, really? No, everybody's going to be dead during that time so that they cannot be held accountable. But little do they know, these conspirators have already answered to their judge. The fact of the matter is it took the American people for them to live out their natural lives only to meet their judge when the Lord himself, the judge of all the earth, right? Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse starting in verse 5. He prefers that we push that date way up and hold these people responsible when these things come to the light, because it's his mercy that brings them to the light, right? So in essence, friends, in so many different ways, we're allowing the bad guys to do the things that the bad guys do because they know that the American people are going to believe the lies they tell you anyways. And that's why they've gotten away with it for so long. As Edmund Burke rightly said, you know what? If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Isn't that interesting? They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly why they are doing what they are doing today. Okay? One more point about JFK. You also do know and understand, Americans, that over 400 people that had anything to do close to the circle of JFK or eyewitnesses mysteriously died after JFK was assassinated. Also pay attention to the fact that Johnson said 2 weeks before that of JFK being assassinated, he told his wife, who wrote in a book, Lady Bird, wrote a book, and she has it in there, the quote in there, for us to read and know, that he knew what was going to happen 2 weeks before it happened. He said, that SOB will never embarrass me again. 2 days after Kennedy was assassinated, he reversed the orders on Vietnam, which we all know now, again, that we were told back in the... I mean, folks, there's so many different branches to this topic here. We were told that Vietnam was actually inciting war with us, which would have been the stupidest thing known to mankind, in Tonkin Bay, only to find out that we were, in fact, the ones that were provoking the war, and we incited it, right? Well, you know, the good news is the government and the bad guys, they made over $2 trillion along with the military-industrial complex. And what was the war about? Oh, forget about the 58,121 concerning the casualties, including my cousin, in that unconstitutional war. They didn't fail us. Congress failed us. That means the American people allowed Congress to send their boys in the first place. And that was until, friends, just for the information to be conveyed to you, when the lottery tickets and the numbers came up of the children of those in Congress came up, guess what? The war in Vietnam mysteriously stopped. Gosh, folks, you're a glutton for punishment. Let's get back to the topic here. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to the next eyewitness at Columbine who says that there was three shooters as well. Again, this is just the beginning. Just wait. Let's check this kid out. Right over
Susan
to him.
Shooting. Go ahead and say your name for me, sir.
I'm Adam Foss.
Adam, what year are you there at the school?
I'm a senior.
And tell me what you saw.
All I saw was the barrels of the guns just going off, blazing. Saw a couple teachers napping with a bunch of blood. I saw a couple kids just get shot. And after that, I just turned around, had a bunch of my buddies help me get a bunch of people into a room, barricade ourselves in there.
And what part of the school are you talking about?
We were in the crossfire between the science hall and the vocal choir room.
And you said you saw the guns opening fire. Any idea? Did you get a quick glimpse about at least how many?
How many guns?
No, how many guys?
I think three guys.
Okay, notice he also, this eyewitness at Columbine said there was crossfire. What was Eric and Dylan shooting at each other, friends? I mean, ridiculous. Notice how the film, not only just for Columbine, but also that of what took place in Florida, the Parkland shooting, notice how the film has never been released in whole to the American people. The Columbine footage, friends, is chopped up all over the place. And the only thing that they're showing on those videos is Eric and Dylan. And why? Because that's the narrative that they drove. There was over 70 cameras, and again, just giving you the information, over 70 cameras, friends, in Parkland High School, and not a one of them has been released. But we do have eyewitnesses that will tell us what they've seen. We'll get to that in just a moment. Again, let's get back to this. What did this kid say? There was three shooters.
A bunch of 12 gauges, I think. I don't know, but maybe smaller guns.
And people were just fleeing all around?
Yeah, it was just one big rat race, I guess.
Okay, one big rat race. Moving on. There was also kids, for those that didn't know, again, trying to give you as much information as I possibly can. Two friends of both Eric and Dylan, the Black Trench Mafia. Interestingly enough, these two kids were inside of a subway that were friends with both those kids. And they were shot by snipers. Their bodies remained in the subway all night long. What do you suppose that was all about, friends? Was that a coincidence? No. Did these kids have information on what was really going on in that county? Absolutely. You know that's exactly what had happened. They had to get rid of them. You know, people on social media platforms right now are talking about false flags in Johnstown or Jonestown back in the 70s. You are correct. Don't forget about the Davidian branch, okay? David Koresh. The same thing, friends. I'm not saying the guy wasn't a little goofy in his theology or heretical. I'm not saying that at all. But the information that we got and what was really going on the inside. It's interesting, the eyewitnesses inside of the Davidian branch were saying something completely opposite as the mainstream media's narrative once again. Oh, interestingly enough, the same thing with Oklahoma City bombing. The same thing with September 11th, Americans. When are you going to get it? You know you're being lied to, but you got to take responsibility and fix the issue, friends, because enough is enough. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. And if you're on social media platforms, when you go over there, just go to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live. And when you click onto that, go ahead and subscribe right then and there. Okay? Subscribe right then and there. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front top left side of the page. You can watch us live, okay? If you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, I've got you for another hour, and what we're going to do is we're teeing this up to bring Columbine over to that which has taken place today, this confession from Nicholas Cruz. Folks, there's a lot of problems with what's going on concerning this narrative in so many different ways. And what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, the eyewitnesses have something completely different to say than what you're being told. And I'm going to get to that, and I'm going to play those in just a moment. So let's get back over to this. So we're talking now about, well, the narratives that were given. And now I'm going to give you to that of the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses. Okay, because we were told that Eric Harris, 18, and Dylan Klebold, 17, that they planned and executed the mass shooting at Columbine High School. There's no doubt that they were a part of it. Okay. And this all happened on Adolf Hitler's birthday, April 20th, 1999. So let's just take it in stride. I'm giving you the case numbers, so there's no dispute. That's why people, if you ever wonder why there's not like 10,000 callers here, because we're not debating. We're giving you facts. We're not asking your opinion on if it's true or not, or your perspective as to how that rolled out. Listen, if you have something to add to, you want to throw something out on the table, that's factual, 1-866-582-9933. Here it is. Number one, Chris Wisher, sophomore, file number 1261. He turned and saw two guys carrying shotguns and wearing black trench coats. He said there was a third guy wearing a white T-shirt and jeans, and he was throwing bombs onto the roof. We just heard three kids say the exact same thing. Okay, three kids said the exact same thing. Then we kind of moved down just a little bit, and we began to get into, well, more gunmen. As a matter of fact, Channel 7 News at noon, 12 p.m. on 420. The EP, by the way, is 21-244. Okay, if you want the affirmed status in quotes, the file numbers, I'm giving them to you. The reporter said that numerous witnesses he spoke to, who were not named, said that there was three gunmen. Going back over to Lindsay Elmore, she said that she believed there was three. That was probably just on that side of the building during that particular time. And then ACSO Nelson, file number 8810, a list of three names that 12 witnesses ID'd from a yearbook were turned over to investigators to forward. Okay. And of course, this was all concealed. And I'm not making this up. Eric Sund, a freshman, file number 4576, said he saw two gunmen downstairs near the cafeteria, runs upstairs and sees another person in a trench coat in front of the library doors. It's not jiving, is it? Wow. What's going on, friends? Adam Campbell, senior, file number 732, walked out of school at 11:20 immediately before shooting and saw Harris in the parking lot with two or three other guys wearing a white T-shirt and a backwards baseball cap. So now we're up to four. Mats Kazenmeier, sophomore, file 5745. If you want to do your cross-check on us, we encourage you to do so. He saw four subjects carrying bags in, according to Darlene Mesh. Now we're up to four. Okay? Natalie Baker, a freshman from, by the way, her file number is 2583. She told her mother that there were two other shooters besides Harris and Klebold. Are these kids randomly being asked questions? Do they got their stories all set? Is this some sort of conspiracy going on with the students? Or are they telling us the truth? Okay, Ryan Easy, sophomore, file number 2967, saw four people outside with hats on backwards. File number 2967, he says he saw at least four parties dressed in black standing calmly when others were running by the school library. Was this a turkey shoot, friends, as they would call it? Wow. I mean, just we're talking about 101 different eyewitnesses and ear witnesses, friends. John Spalinger, file number 1176, he was a maintenance worker from Clement Park. He said a majority of the students helped inform him that there had been a trench coat mafia gang shooting over at the high school and that there were four shooters involved. Then little P.O. Mike Eamon, file number 8670, said that there were possibly four suspects in the school. Keep in mind, according to CBS, the police said that there were six to eight. But wait a second, we're going to surpass six to eight in just a couple minutes here. Okay? Another girl said, Trista Fogarty, file number 23144, said there was four shooters. Okay? A co-worker says that BMW was filled with four teenagers. The tan car, which followed it, had two people. So now we're up to six. people that were involved, okay? Dick Strange, file number 1194, said 1145, observed 4 to 5 individuals, okay? Same thing with Patrick Vassar. They, again, must have been on the same side of the building. They were all wearing cami pants, BDUs, military talk, okay? Then we go on to, again, 4 to 5, okay, that were a part of the shooting. Then we go over to Devin Adams. He names three. All three of the kids that were named, all of their names were redacted from the file. Listen to what I'm telling you. The eyewitnesses' information naming three kids that were not Eric or Dylan, their names were redacted. He said that they were directly involved in the Columbine shooting, and they were not Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold. All on file, friends. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. All on file. Okay? A Boulder PD SWAT timeline, file number 8245, 21:30 hours, two suspects believed dead inside. One was arrested, and one to two other suspects, associates, were also arrested. Did you hear about that? I didn't think so. Julie Thomas said that there was five male teens around the shooting wearing black trench coats. You only heard about two of them. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Okay? Melissa Chavez, file number 9023, met Harrison Klebold and four other boys at the mall. They showed her a map of where they would bomb the school. Tim Castle said that they told the police that there was five suspects, file number 3416. Okay? Let me go down just a little bit more concerning these 101 eyewitnesses. One little girl said, after seeing both Eric and Dylan on television, said, it was neither one of them that shot me. Is she lying? Adam Campbell, senior, file number 732, said that they believed that there was 10 shooters. CBSNews.com reported that the cops believed that they really had, again, 6 to 8 armed individuals inside there. Wow. Maybe that explains why the 300 SWAT team members, I'm sorry, cowards, stood outside of the building and let them cause as much barrage and chaos, friends, and destruction as they possibly could, because that would help their narrative all the more to disarm the American people. You know what the SWAT team members said, friends? Quote, unquote, they didn't go inside of the school because they didn't know what they were up against. You stinking cowards. Every one of you. I'm here to tell you right now, first and foremost. If I would have been there regardless if it had been my children or not, I would have went inside to do everything in my power, even if it cost me my life, to save those innocent kids. Because, friends, this is false flag from beginning to end. How many times do these people need to be exposed for their crimes against we the people? Remember what Mr. Mengele said. Mengele, the angel of death. What did he say? The more we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Adam Campbell said that Jessica Cave says she saw 10 shooters at the school. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? File 380, Sarah Huey, she was a sophomore, heard bombs in cafeteria below while shooters were inside the library exploding bombs. That doesn't just jive with the narrative, does it? Nope, and it doesn't jive concerning the narrative with Parkland neither. But what did they do through Donald Trump? Well, they undermined the American people. They passed over 55 illegal gun legislation laws through 26 governors throughout the United States of America. And Trump supporters wanted to believe that he was pro-Second Amendment. America, you better get your eyes on the right person here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.